me, let's skip it.
Okay, I think we will, since nobody's real. Shelly's there, but the rest of us are still on the conference call. Okay.
Did I shampoo the carpet in here last night?
Yep, I'm recording.
Oh, sorry.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready. Okay. Good morning. It's 10 a.m. on June 2nd, 2020. This is the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors. We have a limited agenda today. The call is originating from the admin building, and public access is being provided via a conference call. If you are on the phone listening and you're not talking, we'd ask you if you mute your phone and then unmute if you want to speak. You normally, on our agenda, we have a text phone number listed, or text number, if you want to text a question, but that is not available today. So if you want to speak during a public comment, just go ahead and unmute yourself and speak at that time. Call the meeting to order, and we're going to skip the Pledge of Allegiance today as everybody is on the phone remotely. We are having this meeting by conference call because the meeting in person is impossible right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the social distancing restrictions, particularly no more than 10 people in a gathering. I would entertain a motion to adopt the agenda for today's meeting.
So moved. This is Lisa.
Moved by Heddens, and I will second that. So we'll call for a vote. Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion carried. By the way, Supervisor Olson is at another meeting today, so she will not, and it goes till 10:30, so she probably will not be joining us. Next, we're at agenda item 6, updates on COVID-19. Are there any staff updates for us to hear at this time? Hearing none, I'll go on to Supervisor. Supervisor Heddens, do you have any updates?
I do not at this time.
I do not either, thank you. Now we will go on to public comment number 1. This is for the public to address topics on today's agenda. If anybody in the public has a comment on today's agenda, I'll wait just a few seconds here to allow you to unmute yourself to speak. Hearing none, I'll close the comment period and go on to agenda item 8, which is discussion and consideration of items brought before the board with requests for immediate action. I know of any. Do any staff members have anything that we need to deal with immediately? Hearing none, I'll move on to agenda item 9, which is consideration of minutes. We have several sets of minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as listed.
So moved.
Second by Merkin. Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion carries. Next, consideration of personnel actions. Entertain a motion to approve personnel actions as listed.
So moved.
Merkin, seconds. Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin, aye. Personnel actions are approved. Next, we'll go on to the consent agenda. I would entertain a motion.
So moved as presented.
Okay, and Merkin, I will second. Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin, aye. We will go on. Okay, motion carries. We'll go on to public forum number 2. Comments from the public on items not on this agenda. Are there any comments from the public? If you have any, please do unmute yourself, and I'll wait a few seconds to see if anybody has a comment.
This is Auditor Lucy Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just a reminder, if you're listening in today, it's the primary election. Polls are open until 9 p.m. We have consolidated polling places for this election due to COVID-19. If you have any questions, call our office, 382-7210. If you have an absentee ballot still at home, you can either A, deliver that voted absentee ballot to the drop box in front of the administration building, or you can take it to your polling place and spoil it there and then vote. That's it.
Thank you, Lucy, for that information. Any other public comments? Then I will close public forum number 2 and ask if there are any upcoming agenda items to discuss. put on next week's agenda? Okay. Hearing none, I will go on to liaison assignments, committee meeting updates, and announcements from the supervisors. I have none. Do you, Supervisor Heather?
Just a quick little update. The Board of Health is having their meeting this afternoon. It is all going to be called in. It will originate from the Story County Administrative Building so that it can be recorded, but otherwise members will be calling into that. And then also next Monday, so on the 8th, the Children's Advisory Mental Health Committee will be meeting again. We had put that on pause due to COVID-19, but we will be meeting again on the 8th.
Okay. Now I got my calendar up. I do have a couple of just updates of upcoming meetings. StoryCon Board is meeting today at, I think, 2 o'clock. That's a virtual meeting. We do have our CCMT meeting tomorrow morning, and also tomorrow at 4 o'clock, supervisors are meeting with Planning and Zoning Commission and are going to be discussing the Urban Fringe Plan. I don't know of anything we have for a special board meeting on Friday, however. And I don't know of anything. Conservation Board does meet next Monday again. So there are a few meetings coming up. I think all the meetings that we're attending anymore are virtual. And that's all I have. So if there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Merkin, second. Cousins?
Aye.
Merkin, aye. We're adjourned in 7 minutes.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.